Brody, my dad always told me a bit of a life lesson. Before you criticize someone, you walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you do criticize them, you're a mile away and you have their shoes.
Oh yeah, welcome back.
Can't hear what it's a,
hey?
What?
Well, good start. I was just really trying to focus on the recording equipment. Make sure we were set up properly.
I see. I was wondering why you were so quiet over there.
Panic in both of our eyes was pretty funny.
Pointed at me and I didn't know what you were pointing at me for.
It was like that on. Spider-Man meme. We just started pointing at each other. Well.
Welcome back to the Good Always podcast.
Yes. Episode 18.
18. Yeah, yes. That sounds about right to me.
Yeah. We're back. We are back. Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
And pleasure to be here.
Talking to me or?
No.
Just the people. Yeah, well, pleasure to be here. Thank you for being here, listeners. Not you.
Anyway.
All over the place today.
Wow, we.
Yeah, how are you feeling, Brody?
I'm good. I think I've hit my peak today. And it's been quite a rapid decline. I had about two, maybe three coffees this morning.
Oh, wow.
So I was buzzing up until about 11, and then it was just all downhill from there.
Jeez, that's a very early peak, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very tired today. So quite forcing any conversation out of me is going to be very difficult.
Yes.
Just had a non-stop day of teaching. And especially when you teach younger years, I find it just... What?
Stop fiddling.
Well, as long as it's quiet, it's fine. When you're teaching younger years especially, I just find that it's absolutely draining the energy from me.
Yeah, I hope they're listening to this too. That'd be good.
They'd love it, yeah.
Yeah, there was a noticeable lack of energy when I walked in today. And you were just sitting there on your phone, barely even said hello.
Yeah.
You just looked at me and was like... What, mate?
But as always, I'm excited to do the podcast to raise my energy a bit and have a bit of fun with you, Brod.
It always does. It does. I'm excited to have fun with you as well. But it lifts my energy whenever we turn the microphones on and we force our way into some form of...
Fight and clamber to some sort of real conversation.
Yeah. It might be a slow start to the episode, but I reckon
it'll be a slow finish too.
Oh, dear. What have we got to kick us off?
Great question, Brody. What do you want to talk about first? Right, just said a genuine spit take then.
Yeah, not a good time to drink water.
What do you want to talk about first?
Wow.
A few topics on the board.
We do. I want to kick off, given that I was just sipping a glass of water, I'm a bit thirsty at the moment.
Yep, where's this going? This just sounds weird. I hope we're talking about a different topic here.
Yeah, I think we are. We're going off script. I discovered a new snack, literally half an hour ago.
Yeah, okay. Wouldn't say discovered necessarily.
No,
as a word.
I discovered it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like the British discovered Australia. Discovered it.
Okay.
That anyway. Means I didn't discover it, just for those that weren't following along with the joke. I was really hungry when I came in here. All I've had today is those three coffees. And I've looked in the cupboard, and all we had, really, apart from gluten-free muesli.
Gross.
Sorry to all the celiacs out there.
We have a high celiac population, don't we?
Yeah, that's us. All we really had in the cupboard was a packet of Coles rosemary crackers and a jar of Vegemite.
There's peanut butter there, might I add, somewhere.
Ooh.
You missed the peanut butter. Maybe there's another invention on its way. Anyway.
Well, maybe it's a live trial.
Derailing. That's not good listening, I reckon, but anyway.
So good for an audio platform. If you haven't jumped on the trend already, because this will be trending pretty soon, rosemary crackers and Vegemite. Smear it to your own tasting. I love...
The fact that you call that an invention is just bizarre. You just added two things together that actually work well together.
Okay,
well, a savoury biscuit and Vegemite.
Well, you say...
Don't you try this game, but
you
what,
say
well,
that,
well,
oh, it should work really well together. I said, here, try this, and you're like, ew, no.
I'm not a huge fan of Vegemite, unless it's on toast.
I reckon we can get you to try
it. I'm not
going to
try it. I'm definitely not going to try it on the podcast, because that is so underwhelming.
Well, whatever. Anyway. I think that's it's a genius combination, genius pairing, and it's got me thinking, what else? What else have you tried that people would look at and go, don't know about that, but it's actually really, really good. What have you got?
Oh, you want me to think back without any prior expedition?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Because I've got a couple in mind.
You start us off and I'll have a think while
I don't know why, but they are Vegemite scented. I think I get really creative in the morning.
Right.
And I remember having Vegemite on toast with, ooh, good one.
Not my favourite, yes.
With avocado, ooh, spicing it up a little
so
bit.
So far now. Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
And blueberries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got one that comes to mind, sort of, not from me, but this is me and Dad went out to see a gig last week, or the week before, so a little while ago. Me and Dad love our live music.
Yeah.
And we came home late, everything was closed, and I was just going to cook up some meagering for dinner. Nice. And Dad was like, I'm going to have what I always have if I have a late night dinner. I was like, what's that? He's like, oh, I just get like bolognese, but without the pasta, and then he eats it on toast.
Nice. Yeah, I'm great. A fan
it looks
of that.
Like it's like a sort of Sloppy Joe situation, but just deconstructed, and apparently it's a nice late night snack.
If
you have
for
time to cook a whole bolognese sauce, you know, takes a bit of time.
Who's getting home
at
midnight?
Got one in the fridge already, pretty good though.
Half slosh. Yeah, I'm just going to have
just spend 4 hours low cooking tomatoes and
squishing the tomatoes up. That reminds me of like growing up and with my heritage, there's always a bit of curry around at some point.
Of course, yep.
And I distinctly remember putting a chicken curry in a toasted sandwich. Cheese
that
and everything.
Does sound
it was
very nice.
Delicious. And I was like, I'm onto something here. I'm gonna start a business. I remember thinking I'm gonna start a restaurant that just serves curry toasties.
I reckon did you and I try making meagering toasted sandwiches?
Yeah,
I recall having that at some point. I reckon it was with you after hearing that story.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. Too many carbs is what I'd say.
Yeah, yeah.
Lot, trying that
very
at home.
Carby. Mm. But what I was getting at there is I thought I was setting up a restaurant. I thought I was on to make a killing. And Ed Sheeran came and performed in Perth a couple of years ago, 2017.
Sure.
And
we all remember.
As we were all there.
The whole town was there.
Yeah. And I invited Ed over and said, here you go. No, I remember lining up at Optus Stadium and there was a whole bunch of food trucks around and there was a like curry
truck. No.
And I was heartbroken. Devastated that
and they said as created by Brody Mack.
No, they didn't even
what?
Give me any
You're
form
kidding.
Of recognition.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm still getting over it. It's fine. That was 6 years ago, 5 years ago. There you go. That's my other pairing. You got anything else?
I mean, this is sort of leading into a different topic.
Oh, yeah?
You want to hear a different topic?
Sure.
Along the line of things you thought you'd invented when you really didn't. This is what I think about. Me and Dad used to, this talk back, like, every time we'd go on holiday as a family, we'd try to invent a new sport. As a family that hates sport, notoriously.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
We thought that maybe we'd find one we like.
The most sporty family in the world.
Yeah, right. We thought we'd found one, and it's not really a sport, but it was called a paddleboard jousting, where you have your stand-up paddleboard, and you've got obviously the paddle, and you paddle towards each other as fast as you can, and then you use the paddle to knock the other person off. Apparently it's already a thing.
Is it really?
I know.
Wow.
We thought we were onto something.
I cover most sports, but aquatic-based activities are not.
that sport is way too dangerous for you.
Yeah, that's a life end of that one. That would genuinely ruin me. Anyway. Great.
Stand-up paddle jousting. Try on the weekend.
Sounds good. This will be the last episode of Good Always Then.
So, Macca, you may have seen, we like to keep up to date with the news as well-read men.
Well, as a prospective journalist.
Well, not one prospective journalist.
Yeah, and an English
definitely
teacher.
Definitely not a prospective journalist. And
sorry to derail already.
Sorry, that's all right, yep.
Sitting in classes, I was like, gee whiz, Monty would be good at this. Some handballing you on my side.
Or teaching.
Huh?
At learning or teaching?
I reckon you'd be a good journalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
Anyway.
this little compliment in the middle of an episode. It's sure. unusual.
Oh, come on.
So, speaking of news, a very viral video emerged recently from our hometown, from up in Scarborough. Well, not, we don't live in Scarborough, but
well, must be nice.
From Perth. I don't know anything about it. Anyway. And it's a video that has made the rounds quite a bit. I've been sent it about 4 or 5 times just because of the field we work in.
Yep.
And it's a video of a lady, there's some men on the beach, seemingly just down from where their apartment are, with little whiteboards. And the context is that they've been writing numbers and rating women as they walk past.
Mm.
The video is from a lady who goes up and confronts them. And it's a very interesting video to watch. I think the most interesting part, first of all, massive props to the lady for standing up
yeah.
against that. It's a real shame that she had to do that.
Yeah.
But the other thing I found really interesting is also the way the guys tried to pass it off.
Mm.
Like, you know, oh, who cares? It's just a laugh, it's just a joke, which is such a classic line that is used by everyone, not yeah. necessarily used by men, to sort of pass off when you know you're doing the wrong thing, I reckon, yeah. is where that comes from.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, no, I'm just joking. We're just a joke. What's up? Well,
yeah.
if you're not taking this seriously, then
yeah,
it's, you know, you clearly know what you're doing is not correct, right? Yes. What do you think about, I know you might have seen that it's hard to not have seen that video. What do you think of the whole situation?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear what I think is, I don't know, like I don't know how many times we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not such a well-reaching podcast that some Joe Bloggs from Scarborough is going to listen to us, but without sounding like a broken record for the fourth episode in a row, like why? Like, where? I don't know. Like, yeah, I saw it. I was really angry and really felt sick. I don't get it. Baffled. Mm. Baffled.
I know for me personally, if I had gotten... heard that a friend of mine was taking part in this, I would suggest that not a friend of mine anymore. Yeah. And if yeah. you do know people that are undergoing this behaviour, it's probably not the sort of people you want around you, I reckon, or at least the people you might want to have yeah. a chat to and help them.
Yeah, get them to understand, like,
mm.
like surely there's an understanding that that's not okay. Like, at what point does that cross your mind to be like, oh, this will work well.
Mm. This will be fun
yeah.
for everybody involved.
Yeah, yeah. This will paint me in a really good light.
Yeah. I just think it was just a stupid, bad decision.
Yep.
Not, yeah, that, as simple as that.
Yeah.
Not trying to make excuses for them, obviously, like that. Yeah. I just genuinely think it was just such a stupid decision.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for anyone that had to experience that. Like, I don't know how long they were there for yeah. until then. Even just the presence of guys looking at girls on the beach without yeah. the whiteboards is you know, just... a weird enough scenario and an yeah. uncomfortable scenario. But I just think it's such a bad look for yeah. those guys. I feel really, really sad for them that they're in that position.
Yeah.
They clearly don't understand what, you know, that's not right.
Yeah. But I mean, and you made a good point as well. Like, if you're saying, oh, just joking, like, you do know that you're in the wrong.
Mm.
You know, like, I can't, especially these days, I can't imagine a situation where that's crossed someone's mind and thought that that was the right thing and to, like, to follow through with it as well. Like,
well, that's the thing. And linking into that, you probably wouldn't find a guy on his own doing that.
No. No, you wouldn't.
Unless it's an absolute weirdo.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? But, like, it's that culture or that existence of peer pressure or this yeah. would be funny if we all do it.
Yeah.
People will get that it's a joke. It's like,
yeah.
that's not quite how this works, unfortunately. Yeah. And the fact there's the three of them with the little whiteboards, it just shows that they'd put an effort into it and they probably did think it was a joke to them.
Mm.
But that's where the issue stands, clearly, that they didn't get that was a really bad, offensive decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where where else to go. But, yeah, it's the group scenario thing, right? Like,
yeah.
Just this, as you said, peer pressure, this, you know, you're right. This, I don't know, like, I remember talking to someone saying that men in groups are 6 times more likely to catcall in comparison to when they're on their own. Like, yeah, I don't know. Look, it's similar to my
brain. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. 17 times. just want to leave this conversation on the idea that if you have the power to help men not be like that, and I know we come, you say, even you said beforehand, oh, I don't want to come at the angle like we've said a lot of things, but yeah, like, oh, men are bad. We're not, yeah, that's not what we're coming from, but unfortunately, yeah, that is the field we work in. That's what we're trying to change. So
yeah,
it's important that if you're out there and you see this behavior from people you know, or you see this, you know, emerging, and you hear talk of things like this, it's important, yeah, that as a man you have the, you know, the confidence to stand up and say, I don't think that's, yeah, right.
And huge credit and huge kudos to the young woman that confronted that. That's a
tough,
scary situation to be in, and yeah, she's gone about it exceptionally. So yeah.
So, Macca.
So, Monty.
So. Brody, have you been engaging in the fun little game through the New York Times Wordle?
Well, as a frequent subscriber to the New York Times.
Frequent, not all the time, just frequent.
Just frequent. Yes, I have. I haven't done today's Wordle.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, well, let's get to that in a moment.
Okay.
The reason I raise it, it came to me today while I was teaching. I haven't been doing Wordle for too long. I've heard whispers of it around the office, people doing it, talking about the word of the day, which is so bizarre. Have you done the word yet? Wow, what a good word. What? I've got it in this many guys. I was like, what is this thing? So probably about a week ago, I started having a crack at it each day.
Yeah.
Really good fun. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is that I was in a class this morning, and I teach boys. I teach all, you know, we work in an all boys school. And it is so tough as an English teacher to get boys to love reading. And
there are
very few in my classes that really enjoy language and experimenting with language and learning new words.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like at female schools or co-ed schools. I haven't had that experience very much. But I was shocked when they were talking about it and working through it together. And they were trying to use their vocabularies and ask me for help to come up with the word of the day. And they were trying to experiment with different vowel and consonant ratios to get the best words out, and then they were learning new words in the process and googling. I was like, this is just incredible.
Yeah,
the way that I don't know what it is about turning language or turning basic skills into games that just gets kids loving it.
Yeah.
And parents love it, teachers love it.
Yeah,
it is such a basic game.
Yeah,
figuring out the five letter word.
Yeah,
and yet the boys love it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I always love games.
It makes me so happy. And I'm going to... my plan for this week is to figure out a way to integrate it into my teaching somehow, but...
Well, I spend a lot of time on TikTok.
Oh.
TikTok expert, Brody Mac, right here. And I've seen this teacher somewhere in America, and she works in primary school.
Yep.
But does the Wordle on the whiteboard each day, so like projector onto the whiteboard, whatever. Telling you how to suck eggs at the moment, aren't I?
Yeah, wow. I wouldn't be that person. But
with her primary school students, they're all sitting on the mat, and it's like a group effort.
Does she paint in, like, does she get a green marker to show the correct?
No. What do you mean? No, she hooked up her laptop.
Maybe
I do need to explain it to
you. I'm just so used to it. I was like, how does she do it with a whiteboard marker? Wow.
Yep. Anyway,
that's pretty good fun.
Yeah, and it's a big class bonding experience to when they get the word. There's this huge celebration at the end.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty epic. It's pretty cool.
The only thing I don't like with that, I'm going sort of more into the dynamics of classroom management. But I think my class, because they're high school, would be annoyed that I took the game away from them. But, oh, I was going to do my own, sir. That's what I'd get. Yeah. Or I've already done it, sir. That's what I'd get. But I love the idea. And the fact that kids are getting excited about words is awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you the video because I genuinely love it. Like this massive celebration, big jubilation at the end where they find the word.
It seems similar to me as Kahoot. You ever do a Kahoot at school?
Oh, I love it.
You know what Kahoot is?
Just a quiz. Yeah, because I love it.
Just a quiz.
Yeah.
That's all. That's it.
Yeah, and you can make your own
questions in a multi-choice format. And kids just love it. As soon as you announce there's a Kahoot, they go wild. But if I said, all right, sit down, we're doing a multi-choice test.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No chance.
That's all it is.
No chance.
And it's just I think it's just a genius way to engage people, to add engagement.
Absolutely brilliant marketing from both. There's different variations of Wordle. Are you aware of this?
I've heard whispers that there's more.
A lot of whispers going on in your department.
There's heaps of whispers. Very quiet department. Yeah, yeah.
Too stressed on reading or something. It's like a library.
It's like a little library.
So obviously there's Wordle.
That is why libraries are notoriously quiet. Yeah. Everyone's so stressed from reading.
It's a stressful pastime. There's Wordle.
Yep.
There's also Weldle.
Ooh.
No.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, that's
very well.
Not correct. Okay. Anyway, that's probably why it doesn't roll up. I think it's called Global.
That's very different. I have seen Global. Yeah. I've seen kids playing that too. Is that where you have to guess where countries are?
Yeah, guess a country. It's super difficult for someone. Well, I'm not great with anything academic.
Geography especially.
but really good fun. Hey?
What's the other one?
The other one? There's a couple.
You said there was three.
There's another one. I got another couple.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
There's Nerdle. N-E-R-D-L-E. N-E-R-D-L-E. Nerdle.
Ah, Nerdle.
And that is a math-based Wordle. So you have to
call them nerds to that.
I don't know. I didn't make it,
That's
mate.
That's pretty rude.
It's not my thing. But yeah, you've got to guess what the equation is and the answer.
Right.
That's really difficult.
Mm.
And the last
one. The question and the answer?
Yeah. Well.
Well, just make it up. What do you mean?
Well, there's...
There's an equation and an answer of the day.
There's an equation of the day which has the answer in it.
Strange.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like 8 plus 8 is 16.
Well, that's glad you got that one right. Yep.
Settle down, mate. You're an English teacher, you'd have no idea. I'm just blowing your mind. and my favourite one is Hurdle. And I only found out about Hurdle less than a week ago, thanks to my brother. And it plays like 2 seconds of an intro to a song. And if you don't guess it in that first one, then it goes to like 4 seconds.
Oh, that's cool.
5 seconds. Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to get involved in that one. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's good. They're all pretty recent songs.
Yeah, okay.
And very...
popular?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah,
well,
right.
TikTok song. So you
yeah, right.
No,
okay.
No clue. The king of TikTok, right. So... but yeah, I like all the variations because it... Yeah, as you said, like it gets people excited about English, maths, geography, music. Yeah, great invention. Love it. We should...
get involved in Wordle.
Yeah.
You know what I did on the weekend, Brody?
Lots
of things.
I don't want to answer that.
One thing in particular, though, that I shared with you and only you.
Oh,
I know, isn't that sweet? Just
until this point.
It's a bit embarrassing.
Until we put it out to our millions of listeners.
What I did, I had a bit of spare time. I'd gone to the gym, done a bit of uni work, and I was just sitting around and I was like, I'm bored at home. Can I go? Do I go upstairs and watch some Netflix? And I was like, you know what?
Formula One Drive to Survive.
Or what?
Drive to Survive.
Is that a show?
On Netflix, yeah.
Didn't do that, obviously. But
if you haven't, get onto it.
Sorry, I was trying to talk here. We're not advertising Netflix shows, are we? What I did though is I grabbed my basketball that I have.
You have a basketball?
Yeah.
Who'd you steal
that
from?
I have a basketball at my house with someone else's name on it.
Okay, cool.
And I drove down to the local park and I just shot hoops for an hour. And it was some of the best fun I had all weekend. It just... Yeah, sorry, you go. You were going to say something.
I was going to say, like, you sent me footage of it. And it was... I didn't realise... I know that you coach a little bit of basketball here and there. And I know that you're not a massive fan of sports. But you sent me the video of you... dunking, and it blew my mind. I was genuinely baffled
until you
that you sent me a video of you on a kid's basketball hoop.
It wasn't a kid. Didn't make it sound like I went to someone's front lawn and started shooting hoops. It was a short hoop.
Billy, who's out there with you?
Who's that guy?
I don't know, Mum. I don't know why Mum's got such a deep voice.
Yeah. Oi, Billy, who's out there? Billy. It was a short... Well, actually, there was 2 hoops there. I was shooting on the small hoop to begin with because I was like, this is so much fun. I was pretending I could dunk. I could literally touch the hoop from standing. That's how little I had to jump to get a dunk in. And I spent probably 20 minutes just shooting on the small hoop and I was like, far out.
I've nailed it. I'm moving up.
Really good at the sport.
Out of nappies onto pull-ups.
Such a mistake. Because then when I turned around and started shooting on the big hoop, I just got air ball after air ball. and could was nowhere near the ring. Could just barely nick the ring with my finger.
Ah, well.
But it just took me back. And I got home and mum was like, where have you been? I was like, oh, just shooting hoops at the park. She's like, who with? Oh, no, well, oh, Timmy.
Me.
Timmy's mum let him play again. So. But it's just me. And I was like, I have not done that for a very long time.
Mm.
A long time. I coach basketball, as you said, and I like to shoot. I like to get there 5 minutes early and take a few shots.
Yeah.
But I've never just gone to the park.
In the hope that one of them goes in as the team's walking in.
Yeah. Oh, hey, guys. Sorry.
Did you guys say that?
114. Oh, hey, guys. but it just brought me back to that childhood sense of going to the park and just playing.
Mm.
No stakes, nowhere to be. Yeah. It was very freeing. I really enjoyed it. And they also had my AirPods in. I was listening to music. It was just a really cool way to spend an hour and get exercise. And it just really, really made me happy to relive a childhood bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's how you feel when you
stroll
onto the cricket pitch.
Oh, and, great. Yeah, you nailed it. I still play my childhood sport. I haven't grown up.
Pretend that it's professional level.
Pretend that it's professional. It gets a bit too serious sometimes. But... yeah, I love that. I think there's a lot of beauty in that, in just stripping it back to the simple stuff. You know, just finding joy in whatever. Like, I reckon if I pulled out my box of Disney cars and rolled them around the track, I reckon I'd have a whale of a time.
Oh, absolutely. Do you know what I want to do? I want to do Lego. Get some Legos out and just build stuff.
Yeah.
And this is kind of linking into a different topic, but I don't mind it. Dad came into my room the other day and he had the same issue. And he's like, I'm so bored. He's like, so I've Googled 100 hobbies for men.
I love you, Dad.
And he just stood there and through all 100 hobbies. Trying to think about which one he should pick up. And one of them on the list was Lego.
Brilliant.
It was woodwhittling was one of them. Music, there was a great, we might let it go through the list next week, but it was after I went and played basketball. I think he clearly was jealous that maybe I should have invited Dad to shoot hoops with me, but just that idea of spending time doing fun childhood things and getting rid of the stigma around it, I think is important.
Yeah, brilliant.
You want to come shoot hoops with me on the weekend? Or?
I said that I'm not bad with every other sport, but aquatic based activities and basketball are just nowhere near my expertise.
You've ever had water basketball?
That's not a thing.
Stay away. It's bad.
Monty.
Brody.
You and I have, over the last couple of weeks, been to a venue in Perth called Flight Club.
Oh, yes, we have. Not to be confused with Fight Club, which we also have gone to a few times.
Yeah. And if we were, that's why we don't talk about it on here. there's no rules for Flight Club.
No, there isn't. Explain to the people, Brody, what Flight Club is.
Yeah, it's overpriced darts, essentially. Nope, that ruins our sponsorship.
That's fine. We're not privy to sponsorships.
By the way, anytime
you pay for darts, it's overpriced darts.
Yeah, that's what
As I've said that's many times before, I love Flight Club. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Super fun.
But it's hard to find a dart board anywhere else in Australia that requires money.
Yeah.
Pool tables, you get the odd $2 because it's a huge piece of equipment. Dartboards seem to be pretty cheap or free across the pubs in Australia.
Yeah. Whereas this one is, it's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say first and foremost, but that's not true. Their attraction is the darts. But there's different game modes and stuff that is popped up on a screen and it films like your reaction when you win.
And it counts your scores for
counts
you,
your
which
scores
is
for
so
you,
nice.
Which is great for the English teachers out there that don't know how to count past
math.
Three.
Yep.
Sorry to all the English teachers. But we've been there, twice in the last fortnight?
Yeah.
And as we were there last night, it occurred to me that we had been to play darts well before we've even thought it. Not even thought about, but...
Thought about this for ages.
Well before we've actioned going to a quiz.
I know. And I reckon there's a quiz night on every night of the week.
Yeah.
So why are we throwing somewhere bloody darts around?
Well, yesterday was free. They hit
We've
me up privately.
Been saying, that's just, shut up. We've been saying for months that we need to go to test out our abilities at it.
Some would say almost years.
I think we've got to start assembling a team between now and the next podcast episode. and introduce them. Quiz Night Dream Team.
Yeah, that's cool. Write in. Send us a message if you want to be part of the...
If you're in the Perth region, you want to be part of the Good Always Dream Team. Dance
Masters. Oh, that's a problem.
Anyway, where are you going with this?
Where am I going? That's a great
question. That's the first plan. If first you want to be part of our quiz dream team, please help us, because we are obviously not great at it.
Well, we're not good at actioning going to it. Anyway. So I thought, well, to accompany that, we will do our last ever, until we get to a quiz night, Sydney Morning Herald quiz.
Great, cool.
Which, I don't want to make sure there's any, you know, loopholes here. We won't do a quiz on the podcast until we go to a quiz night.
Yep, even cahoots.
After this one.
As discussed earlier. which could mean one of two things. One, we'll be at the quiz night next episode. Or two, we never do another quiz on the podcast again, which I'd say is a win-win.
Hey, come on.
I'm excited for this. I really like quizzes.
Yeah, this would be good. This and if we assemble a team, I'm putting together a team, then it'll be good fun. So, here we go. It's a sad moment for everyone here as we attempt our last quiz until... Date pending.
TBD.
Question number one.
Yep.
Thanks to our friend at Sydney Morning Herald. To ignore someone is to give them the cold what?
Shoulder.
Yes. I'm going to lock that one in because I'm pretty confident on that.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else it would be.
Question two. Skinny, boyfriend, and bootcut are types of what?
Jeans, right? Jeez, we're on fire this time. As well.
Question number three. Mm. Do this every time. How many questions are we doing?
And also, if you want to be part of our team, play along at home. See how you go with this. You get none of them right, you don't belong on our team. You're in. You're better than us.
Question number three, was the National Gallery of Australia officially opened in 1967 or 1982?
67.
Yeah, it seems like a 67 kind of vibe. You know?
I mean, 82 is way too late. Where was everyone going between 67 and 82 if there wasn't a gallery?
Yeah, come on.
Simple.
Yeah. I reckon it's 82.
Let's do it now.
It's too late, we've locked it in. In Frank L. Baum's book, Baum?
Is that the question? How did you pronounce his last name?
In old Frankie's book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, how many witches are named?
Ooh. What are the options?
No.
No.
No, you just can't go for it.
What do you mean? Like, the Wicked Witch of the West, does she have a name?
I'm assuming that's...
I'd say three.
Okay, sounds...
What do you reckon?
Well, as we've discovered, I don't read.
I haven't read it either, but three sounds about right to me.
Just put a hole through the table, mate.
Yep.
Question number four. In the human body, the solar plexus or...
Oh, no, it's a word Freddie can't pronounce. Oh, no. Do it. Just butcher it.
Celiac?
Do you remember that?
C-E-L-I-A-C. Celiac?
The
other plexus is part of the sympathetic what?
Nervous system.
Yeah, that's my
thought. The sympathetic right hand. There.
Okay. Which national park is known as... Oh, no. I've shot myself in the foot here.
What?
Which national park is known as Chortija in the... Aranet language.
This is really not going well for you.
No, I should have proofread
that. I have no idea. Do you?
Which national park is known as... I'm going to say it's Central Park.
Great. Is it? Okay, yep.
It's got central vibes.
Sounds about right to me, yeah.
Yep.
How many more do we have?
One.
That was easy. Great, yep. Okay.
What was the first living creature... intentionally sent into space?
Wasn't it a dog? Laika?
Could be.
I'm not sure Laika was the first animal in space, the Russian space dog. No? Someone, I feel like it's a monkey for some reason.
Laika? I've never even met her. It's a classic. We bring it back.
Totally awful. All right. Let's see how well we did here. I think this will be really useful for us to determine where we need support.
Yeah, because then we can advertise. Put it out on Seek. All right.
Quiz participant. Free. Pay $10 to get in.
Yeah, hold on. This is bizarre.
All right. Let's see how we went.
All right. Question number one. To ignore someone is to give them the cold shoulder. We got it correct.
Let's stop there. That's 100% successful.
All right. That's been episode 18. skinny boyfriend and bootcut are types of what? We said jeans. Correct.
Oh, on fire. Good. So clearly we've covered the topics of dress wear.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the first question?
Well, to ignore someone is to give them the cold shoulder.
Oh, so and turn the phrase.
Yeah, nice.
Great.
Yeah.
So we've got those two covered. So if you're an expert in that, don't need you.
Don't. Just tune out.
Tune out. Turn off.
Let's see how we go with Australian history. Was the National Gallery of Australia opened in 1967 or 1982? You said 67.
Sure did. Stand by that choice.
And because of that, I said 1982. But we had to stick with 1967.
Yep.
Which is lucky, because it means that there is an opening for Australian history expert, because the correct answer is 1982.
Okay, great. Well, as a qualified history teacher, I feel like I probably should have got that one right, but
yes.
Didn't say I was a good teacher.
No. No, you didn't. In Frankie's book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, how many witches are named?
So three, total guess.
So if you're an English expert or a literature expert...
Hold
on to your hats. We'll see where we're at. You said three.
Yep.
The correct answer is one. Glinda.
Damn it. Glinda the Good Witch.
The others are known as...
Which are the worst?
Title
which
of position.
Yeah. Title and position.
So,
East goalkeeper West. Of Barcelona.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Professor McGonagall.
That's it.
Okay. In the human body... Both the plexus and
your celiac plexus,
the old gluten intolerant plexus, is part of the sympathetic what? We said nervous system.
That's got
to
be right.
So to all of you human biology experts, see you later. Because we got that one right. We got it covered.
Yep.
Fantastic. No, I can't believe I stuffed this one up myself. Which national park is known as Choricha in the Arnett language? I don't even know what language.
Arnett is some sort of, I imagine, an indigenous tribe, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We said...
Like Will Arnett.
Who?
Will Arnett, the actor, played Lego Batman. Probably not that sort of language, is it?
Yeah, right. Hey, can you stop playing at the microphone?
That's really annoying. How about we just do the podcast? Isn't that crazy? Can you just focus on what you're saying instead of drooling nonsense? That'd be really cool.
We did warn you that this is going to be a slow end.
Yeah, we had a lot of warning that this would not be the high pressure ending.
All right.
This once was. Yeah.
Back to it. Which national park is known as Choricha in the Arnett language?
What's the answer?
We said Central.
Yep.
Oh my God.
What is it?
Arnett is an Australian Indigenous language.
I reckon it's because the way he butchered both the pronunciations. Yeah, yeah. It's impossible to tell.
West MacDonald National Park in the Northern Territory.
Sorry, just to go back a step. You said we said Central. Oh no! All right.
So we got that one wrong.
So if you're an expert in cultural sensitivity training, we'd love you to come to the quiz night.
Yeah, we need you.
We need some support there.
Oh dear. And our last question is, what was the first living creature intentionally sent into space? And we said dog.
We said dog.
Adamant that it was
Laika. Well, I thought of the last one. Could have been a monkey.
Or a monkey. Laika the dog. Are they Laika the dog?
Again, if there is anyone who is specialising in cultural sensitivity training, we really need your support at this quiz night. Please write in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's
everyone?
The answer?
It's neither monkey nor dog. It is fruit fly.
Oh, no. Oh, stop it. What, someone just threw it really hard in the atmosphere and they counted that? What a waste of money sending a fruit fly to space.
Well, I'd assume it doesn't take up too much room.
You reckon? No, here's what I reckon happened. Oh, crap. There's a fruit fly on board. What do we do? Just say it was intentional. Pretend that it's an experiment. Okay. What do we call the fruit fly? Lager? I think that's been episode 18 of Good Always Podcast.
Well, we got 4 out of 7, so we passed.
That's not bad. All right, we definitely, I think we need to start building a team, bro. Do you reckon that's the plan for next episode?
Yeah. So if you're on board,
yep.
Jump on. The train's at the station. Jump on board.
All aboard.
Choo-choo.
Good Always. Quiz Night Train. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Yeah, we need to get out.
Good Always Podcast episode 10. Thank you for putting up with us. And
we're so sorry.
We apologise.
Yeah.
If you made it this far into the episode.
If you have made it this far into the episode, message the Instagram page saying fruit fly.
Fruit fly? And what?
That's it.
Okay, nice. And we'll recognise you on the next episode.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.